Members of Six Nations Elected Council will be traveling to Ottawa to attend the Assembly of First Nations Special Chiefs Assembly and its National Chief Election from December 5th through to December 7th. The National Chief Election will take place on December 6th, where six candidates will be seeking election. Those candidates are Reginald Bellarose, Craig Mackinaw, Sheila North, David Pratt, Dean Sayers, and Cindy Woodhouse. Councillor Cynthia Johnson says she would like to be more informed on the candidates before Six Nations vote is decided on by Six Nations Elected Council.
Now, this one is a special assembly to elect a national chief. And the thing is, there are six candidates running right now.
Yes.
Two from Saskatchewan, two Manitoba, one Alberta, one Ontario. And I would think in preparation before anybody goes anywhere, is we could call upon Nathan to call upon whomever to put us together information on these six candidates, including an invitation for them to attend in person or virtual. So we know. And with the council as a whole, we have that opportunity. We're better able to make an informed decision. That is, council should hear this, weigh the pros and the cons of this, that, and whomever else. The only one I'm familiar with is Dean Sayers from Ontario, who's been chief for years. And I don't know how anything about the other candidates. But anyways, I think if we could have that and have information, maybe we have a special meeting so we can hear from these folks, and then council can decide who, if any, we want to support there. And then that would be your mandate then for attending that meeting.
Councillor Helen Miller discussed the members of council also attending the assembly to get information on the funding that the Assembly of First Nations receives on behalf of Six Nations and where those funds go.
We have to be there because they're taking they got all the money. They're taking money for everything. They have money for education. They have money for housing. They have money for everything. And it's all going to them. So we need to be there to find out what's going on with this money.
Six Nations Elected Council CEO Nathan Wright further explained the funding issues and the concerns council has with how those funding decisions will affect Six Nations.
The concern was the amount of money that the AFN receives in terms of not only consultation dollars, but advocacy dollars on our behalf. So I know there was a lot of work to determine what those consultation and advocacy dollars were. Because as Helen said, when you look and you break down per area, you have to kind of hive off and ensure that those advocacy dollars and that consultation dollars come this way. If they're putting out, and I think this is a live example, is the health legislation. AFN's been given a contribution agreement on that health legislation to get agreement across the board. Our monies are included in that contribution agreement that the AFN is getting. And we have already agreed by the AFN accepting that money. So as Helen said, it's important to go there to formulate our objection to something like the health legislation that's going to deeply impact this community that the AFN has already taken X number of dollars for on our behalf without our permission.
Wright detailed other concerns he has with the Assembly of First Nations accepting funds on behalf of Six Nations without proper consultation.
I'm really concerned about emergency services and the amount of money that the AFN is getting on our behalf for emergency services to basically have AFN rubber stamp on our behalf. And then I could go on and on and on, but the Métis issue and the Indigenous issue is another one, where the AFN has taken a pan-Aboriginal approach. And you look at it from the standpoint that the government just wants to put us all in one pool. Those dollars that, you know, the legislation's coming down, now we're going to have to share with the Métis Nation.
Six Nations Chief Sherry Lynn Hill spoke on the issue and says that Six Nations Elected Council has informed the Assembly that Six Nations has its own voice and speaks for themselves.
AFN doesn't speak for Six Nations. We speak for ourselves. We go there to get information, but the bottom line, we sent a letter there that they know that Six Nations speaks for themselves.
A motion was passed during the November 7th General Council meeting, and members of Six Nations Elected Council will now travel to the Special Chiefs Assembly in Ottawa on December 5th to December 7th.